your hands, come and adore the name of the Father for making a life so brand new. Oh, oh, oh. Let it rise from the leaves of your come Abba.
Love upon him. Let's say something beautiful to him this morning. He deserves deserving of all our worship. Father, we bless you. Father, we love you. Come and say, Father, I love you. Father, I bless you. Lord, I praise you.
What you mean to me, say that I know who
Thank you.
Praise God, praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Can you just lift your hands again and just worship God? We're still worshiping God. Just lift your hands and just say, Father, I worship you. Father, I worship you. I worship you because you are not just a God to me. You are my Father. You are my Father. You are my Father. Apostle Paul telling the Ephesians, he says that for this cause I bow my knees to the Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named. That is our Father, and we are in a family of Him. He's a loving Father. Can you just say, Father, I worship You. Father, I worship You. I worship You for who You are to me. I worship You because You are not just my God. You are my Father, and You are not just a Father. You are a loving Father. You are a gracious Father. You are a merciful Father. You are a kind Father. Father, I worship You. Father, I worship You. Father, I worship You. We are limited in the words we say. Can you just worship Him in other tongues? Father, we worship You. Father, we worship You. Father, we worship You. Igra hakta lagada man anadibra hakta lagadibra gada galagada igra godogo logodibra enda lagadibra gadosu fedisa ignadoso. We rejoice in You because You are a loving Father. We rejoice in You because You are a loving Father, a caring Father, a kind Father, a merciful Father, a gracious Father. Father, we rejoice in You. We give You praise. We give You glory. We give You praise. We give You glory. In Jesus' name You have worshipped. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning. Yes, you're welcome to today's Sunday service, and I'm sure you are ready to receive. And Reverend has been taking us on faith, and we've learned a lot about faith. We've learned a lot on how to energize our faith. And you know that faith is what is our currency in Christendom. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, we will be useless. Without faith, we can't do anything. It's by faith that we lay hold. It's by faith that we'll do anything worthwhile in the Christendom. It says the just shall live by faith. Four places in the scripture. It says the just shall live by faith. 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 And you and I, we are the just, and we are supposed to live by faith. We are supposed to live by faith. And today again, Reverend will be taking us on how to be led even while using our faith. How can we use our faith better? How can we maximize the usage of our faith? And I'm sure your pen is ready. Your daughter is ready, and much more, most importantly, your heart is ready. You are ready to receive. You are ready to receive everything that God has for you in today's service, everything that God will be speaking and will be telling you. Now, let's just agree and declare together. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare that we receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of You. Our eyes of understanding are flooded with light. Everything that we did not know, they are revealed to us in the name of Jesus. Everything that seems to be mystery, they are revealed to us by Your word today in the name of Jesus. We see, we hear, we understand in the name of Jesus. We know what to do. We know how to do them. We are led in our operations of faith in the name of Jesus. And as we are led, we follow. As we are led, we follow. In the name of Jesus, we do what we should do, when we ought to do it, how we ought to do it, with whom we ought to do it. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank You. We give You praise. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Amen. And like I said, I'm sure your heart is open and you are ready to receive. So welcome to today's service. And be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
If your heart is breaking in a way you never thought it could, if your mind is racing with the question, is God still good? Can You make something from the wreckage? Would it take this heart and make it all again? Can You make something from the wreckage? Would it take this heart and make it all again? Though the mountains may be moved into the sea, ground beneath me crumble and give way. You can hear your Father singing over you. If you're honest, maybe you blame God too. But He will not forsake you. 'Cause only good things come from Him. Though the mountains may be moved into the sea, though the ground beneath my crumbling give way, singing over you. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. So the mountains may be moving to the sea. So the ground beneath my crumbling give way. You can hear your Father singing over. In the shadow, He knows. He's so close, yes, so close. Though the mountains may be moved into the sea, though the ground beneath my crumble and give way, You can hear Your Father singing over. I'm gonna be okay because my Father has my back. The Bible says, whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Come on, sing to yourself, I'm gonna be okay. I'm gonna be okay. I'm gonna be okay. I'm gonna be okay. Say to someone beside you, you're gonna be okay. 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 We're gonna be okay. Hallelujah.
To God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. We honor you. Your word is rich. Your word is ever true. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I mean, welcome to church. Welcome to a Sunday morning service. I know you're going to have a good time. I believe the worship was rich and the song was super, like, beautiful, right? Praise God. So, hey. Here we are. Wednesday, we talked about the basic principles of faith. Super exceptional, super needed. You have to understand that faith is of the heart, faith is of the mouth. Please get that. Faith has to be in two major places, the heart and the mouth. Faith does not come by praying, all right? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And if you want to strengthen your faith, you have to then use it. You have to exercise it. And I mentioned, right on Wednesday, from Romans chapter 12, verse 3, Paul saying that according to the grace that God has given unto him, all right, he's telling every one of us, all right, that, hey, guys, I need you not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to, but think soberly, all right, as God has dealt with every man the measure of faith. So there is the measure. So God gives all of us the measure. Someone says, what's the measure? Who measures it? All right, God gives us a deposit of his own faith. Galatians chapter 3, verse 20 says, I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, Christ lives in me. It's says, the life I live now in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me, all right, and gave himself for me. So we have a deposit, a rich deposit of the faith of the Son of God in us. Hey, that's it. So you now wonder, well, but I have a lot happening to me. Maybe I don't have faith. No, you have faith. You just might not be using your faith. And please get back to Wednesday's teaching. If you're watching on Facebook or listening on Spreaker, you could just find the next, slide down, find the next service. But the audio can be found on Spreaker. Just listen. Just download it, please, and listen. All right, faith comes by hearing. How do you use your faith? You believe. You speak. All right? And when you speak, you maintain believing. Did you get what I just said? All right, this is it. Believe, speak, believe. You've got to go to God's word and find what God said about your situation. What's God said about it? What's God said? When you find it, all right, whether in prayer to God, thank you, Father, because your word said and you present the word, all right, or you just say in the name of Jesus, I speak to this situation according to God's word. So you speak according to the word, all right, you say that, and then you haven't said that, whether in prayer to God or to the situation, then you believe. But I believe before, you have to keep believing, because haven't said it to the situation, or which we could call mountain, or said it to God in prayer, things don't immediately change in the natural. So you have to keep believing. You have to, and when I say keep believing, say, hey, I believe. No, it's Mark 11:23, all right? So we use Mark 11:23, and then we use Mark 11:24, all right? So Mark 11:23 says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever will say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and will not doubt in his heart, but believe that the things he says will come to pass, he will have what he says. So please get the clause there. You have to believe that the thing you say will come to pass. Did you get that? You have to believe that the thing you say will come to pass. You have to believe. Did you get that? So that means when I speak, I believe before I spoke. And the moment I spoke, I still am expecting that what I said is going to happen. So your belief is not thrown away. It becomes a very high level of expectation. Mark 11:24 also says, well, things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them. All right? That means I believe it's mine. That means after prayer, belief is still on. Not, hey, I'm believing, no, I'm hoping, no. I believe it's mine. I believe I have it. I believe I have it. Thank you, Lord. That's where you could even find it easier to praise God, because you believe you have received. You believe you have received. You believe you have received. Anybody got that? So there's something in your heart, in your life, that you're like, okay, I think I'm getting a clearer picture now. Maybe I really, released my faith. It didn't come in a week or two, and then I gave up hope. No. No, dusted the whole thing all over again and say, all right, I think I've seen where I missed it. So right now, in the name of Jesus, what's the verse you're looking at? If you don't have one, find one. Right now that you're listening, quickly scribble one or check your phone. What's the verse? What's the verse? Or note it somewhere. If you know, you go back to your after service. If not, right there. What's the verse? All right. What are you looking for? All right. Job, promotion. And like I've had to say a number of times, Psalm 23 verse 1 deals with almost everything, or if not everything, you want to think about. Psalm 23 verse 1 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack. The Lord is my shepherd. So accommodation, baby, spouse, job, whatever it is you want to itemize, it fits that. So you could say, Father, thank you, because according to your word in the 23rd Psalm, you said, you are my shepherd, I do not lack. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I declare that I do not lack X, Y, Z according to this verse. I believe I receive it. All right. Not I am believing. Please note that I believe I receive it. I declare that it's mine right now in the name of Jesus. So after that, each time it comes to your mind of, oh, it's not happened, you switch to praise. Thank you, Father, because I've asked for it, past tense, and I believe I have received it, past tense. You've got to keep it going. Please understand this. I have asked for it. I believe I have received it. And if it's Mark 11:23, which is like saying to the mountain, you speak to your health, you say, body, I call you healed in the name of Jesus. Listen, I said something on Wednesday. The mountain knows who is serious about what the person is saying. Please understand. Mark 11:23 again. For verily I say to you, whosoever will say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and will not doubt in his heart. Please get that. You're not just speaking empty words to the mountain. No, you spoke to the mountain and you are not doubting in your heart, but you believe that the thing you say will come to pass. You believe. That means you spoke with authority. You spoke with confidence and you spoke with expectation. Please let me repeat those three. You spoke with authority. You spoke with confidence. You spoke with expectation. Please get that. You've got to release your faith in this action. So I speak to the mountain. So you speak to your health. So yeah, the pain, you still feel it. But you, after you've spoken to, you say, glory to God. Thank you because I'm healed, Father. Thank God my leg is responding. You do that. And you say, leg in the name of Jesus. You respond to God's word. You respond in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've spoken to you and you are responding. Do you understand? You are enforcing. So you're not speaking again and again. Oh, thank you, Father. Maybe just in case my leg didn't hear me. Leg, I say to you, like it's afresh. No, if you want to say it again, leg, I say to you, you are responding. Oh, you're enforcing the word. All right? You listen, you know when you speak out of that, maybe it didn't happen. Maybe it didn't hear me well. Let me say it again. You know. All right? And the mountain knows. And you know when you speak from that angle of, I know what I said. And I'm maintaining what I said. All right? I know what I said. All right? I'm maintaining it. So the situation knows that this guy, this lady, this man, this woman, they're not moving from here. They are standing their ground and saying this thing is theirs. And you put your foot down and say, I believe it's mine. I believe it's mine. I believe it is mine. Glory to Jesus Christ. You've got to do this. You really have to do this. Put your foot down. One important thing which I mentioned at the very, very end of Wednesday service is a place of faith and fellowship. And that's important because this is now it. So I release my faith and say, which I said on Wednesday. So I was at home sometime many years ago. All right, so I released my faith for an amount of money and I was dressed to step out of the house. And the Holy Ghost told me, wait a while. I just had that. It's most times when I say God spoke, it's not out here. It's not audible, all right? It's just that inward leading, that inward witness. Just hold on. So I waited a while. Not up to like maybe 20 minutes. Someone, comes in and, stays with me, just with me for a while and say he's leaving. Hands me an envelope. Guys, it was money in it. I could have left, all right, and missed that person God had moved to bring the money. You might feel well, but wherever I go, the money will come and meet me there. And guys, I know that and I know it happens. I've had people give me money in strange places. I've had, maybe go for a pastor's training, some of my wife. And I didn't even think it's a pastor's training. All of us here are pastors, all right? So nobody will come and, we'll call it sow a seed to another. I mean, that kind of thinking, really. Then someone gives to you. All right, I've traveled. I've had people traveling out of the country before. And someone met me, prophesied to me, and gave me like a few hundreds of dollars. Had not seen the person. I mean, I've seen these kinds of strange things happen. Do they happen every day? No. I mean, if it would be good, they happen every day. But when they happen and they are great. That's what I'm trying to say. But I'm saying it's I've seen, favor in strange places. All right, and I look forward to like a lot more greater ones because God's best is not in the past. Yeah, I think someone also needed to hear that right now. The best of God, all right? God's greatest dealings, God's greatest moves, God's greatest blessings in your life, all right? God's best is never in the past, all right? Even if you are used to the book of Haggai, it says the glory of the latter house, all right, will be greater, all right? The last days would always be more glorious. So the best of God is not, I remember when God was nice to me. Come on. No, the path of the just is a shining light that shines brighter and brighter onto a perfect day. So you might be watching and listening this Sunday morning and then you feel like, wow, God is done with you. God has just packed you like a used up car, beat up car somewhere. God just trashed you like, a sucked up orange. And no, God doesn't do that. God doesn't do that. Please understand this. The devil will bring those kinds of thoughts to you. And he's done that to me over the years. Right? Oh, God's done with you. God's finished. Oh, I remember before I even came to Ijebode when I was posted to Abeokuta, my former pastor, to pastor. Somewhere, one or two things were happening and the devil was bombarding me with thoughts of your life is ending now. Your ministry is ending now. Everything about your life is ending. All right. And I said, if it's ending, I'm going to have a great end. I'm going to raise people. I'm going to mentor people. I'm going to pour myself to people. But hey, here I am today. And then you find, the guy keeps trying to use tricks. When God told me to come to Jabu, he said, God is not going to finish you there. So God didn't finish me in Abeokuta. So God is now trying to finish me in Jabu. You get those kind of things. And then you find people buying those ideas, all right? Oh, all my mates have moved forward. I'm the only one left. The best of God is not in the past. The best of God is not in the past. God's never done with you, all right? Each new season, God is going to unfold a new side of you. God is not done with you yet. Oh, he knows the thought he thinks towards you. I know you know these verses, but you need to be established in the truth of the verses. All right? Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thoughts I think towards you, says God. Thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. You've got to understand the will of God, the mind of God. You've got to get it. All right? So someone just still, you know, needs to chew on that. God is not done with you. Please rise up from the ashes. Rise up from where you are. And say, no, dust yourself up. The devil has a way of always lying. He's trying to color our minds and say, God doesn't need you. God just pushed you aside. When Jesus had to use the boat of Peter, remember that? All right, to preach. Jesus was preaching by the seaside. And then the crowd had pushed in on him. So he saw Peter there washing his net. And he said, wait, let me use your boat a little bit. Jesus done when he was done preaching. And then told Peter, let down your nets for a catch. So that's a classic example of if Jesus would use you, he won't leave you. He won't dump you. He will say thank you in a very rich way. Your children and your children's children will feel his thank you. And I'm serious about that. The way he will bless you and reward you, his rewards, like Kenny Hagin taught us, doesn't come overnight. Doesn't maybe come at the end of every month. Oh, but payday will always come. Don't let the devil lie to you. All right? Oh, maybe the devil tells you, oh, because of all the bad things you did as an unbeliever, that's not true. All right? If any man be in Christ is a new creature, all things are passed away. All things have become new. God does not have a record of those things you did as an unbeliever. They are wiped out. Your sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Your sins and your lawless deeds, Bible says, you know, will I remember no more. So God is not saying, you, all things you did as an unbeliever, I will show you. That's not what God is doing. That's not how God is thinking. No, 1,000 times no. Oh, but okay, mine is I got born again. I still messed up a number of times. Bible says his anger is but for a moment, but his mercy is forever. And you who are in Christ, Jesus has received God's anger, God's wrath. All right? He's received it upon himself on your behalf. You're a child of mercy. So from where you are, repent of the things you have done. Get up and keep moving. Get up and keep moving and don't let the devil condemn you. But don't keep now saying, well, since God will forgive me, I can continue. That's part of the trick the devil brings up. He wants to deceive you. He wants to trick you and say, hey, mess up however you want. Do whatever you want to do. Misbehave whatever you want. You know God is going to forgive you. Correct it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So I need you to understand, all right, that God has an exceptional plan for all of our lives. Super, super exceptional plan for every one of us. God, however, please get this, in our operation of faith, we must come into terms with the place of fellowship. So I release my faith. Once again, like I said, I want X, Y, Z. And then I put my foot down. Oh, in the name of Jesus is mine. In the name of Jesus is mine. Do you know that the Holy Ghost knows how I'm going to get it? So I might stay back at home. I've sent out CVs. I've done all the things they wanted me to do. I've repackaged my CV. You know, I've done, you know, every beautiful thing I'm supposed to like get involved in. I've done that. But hey, what's going to happen to me? The Holy Spirit knows definitely well. Okay, so this particular job, she needs to place a call to this person. This particular job, he needs to say to this person and send an SMS. You know, the Holy Ghost knows what you and I need to do. He knows it. So what you and I have got to do, therefore, is having released your faith, maintain fellowship. Are you getting this? Maintain fellowship. Two examples in the life of Jesus. So Jesus needed to fulfill scripture that said your king is coming, all right, riding on a donkey. That had been already spoken, all right? So Jesus had to fulfill scripture. So I'm sure he would have like, okay, so thank you, Father. All right, this is the moment where we go into Jerusalem and your word already, however I must have said it, all right? But then the leading or direction comes. Send two of your guys, all right, Tell them to go into the city. They will find a colt tied up. They should untie, and then you know the story. They will be asked why. They will say the Lord has need of it, and it will be released for them. That's fellowship. That's where fellowship comes into play. So he gets to use a colt, a donkey nobody's ever ridden on before, and he fulfills scripture. So why you are like, okay, but I'm standing on the word of God. I'm standing on the word of God. Yes, you are standing on the word of God, but the word of God doesn't work outside of the leadings of the Spirit of God. All right? You're standing on the word. It doesn't work outside the leadings of the Spirit. Again, Jesus, all right, was going to have the final supper with his disciples. And then he said to them, go into the city. You will see a man carrying something. Follow him wherever he gets into. That's where we're going to have the supper. Follow him wherever he gets into. So they did that. They got the venue. Please got that. All right, get that, please. All right. So you have to understand the leadings of the Spirit. I like to classically point out, which I did on Wednesday. Please note how that, hey, Jesus, all right, was going to be killed. All right. Herod sent out his men to kill all the babies 2 years and under. So they would have come to the house of Joseph, found the child Jesus Christ, Jesus, and killed him. And then the angels of God could have just barricaded the house. They would have just blindfolded the people. All right. They say, oh, there are 6 houses on this street. And then they're like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They just miss, the sixth one. And that's the house of Egypt. And they just can't kill him. Don't forget the children of Israel were in Egypt. All right. And the death angel passed. All right. Just by the blood being sprinkled. So, hey, God could do much more. This is now Jesus. The word of God in flesh. God could do a lot more to protect himself in human body. But what did God do? God sent an angel to tell Joseph, get the baby, get the mother, get out of here and go down to Egypt. If God will do that, it means that in every situation, you and I have got to understand that there is the direction of wisdom. Please get this. So Jesus meets a blind man, all right, puts, spits into clay and then rubs it into his eyes. Jesus meets another blind man, all right, and then spits, and then lays hands and says, can you see? Oh, not yet. See again. You look at the instances. How is he healing? How is he raising the dead? It doesn't particularly use the same method all the time. One story that usually gets to amaze me, in John chapter 5. So Jesus goes by the pool of Bethesda, right, where there are 5 porches, right, where, you have all the people that are blind and maimed and halt and paralyzed and everything there. You remember the story? And then he met the man that had been there for 38 years and he asked him, would you like to be whole? And the man says, hey, I don't have anybody to carry me and put me in the pool because the angel will always come, all right, and stir up the water whoever gets in first. I know you know that story. And then Jesus says to that one man, rise up, take up your bed, all right? And he walks away from there. That place has 5 canopies of people needing healing. Everybody waiting for whenever that angel will come. We don't know when. And once we see the angel stir the water, whoever jumps in first gets healed. Everybody, 5 porches, all right, like canopies there, waiting. He heals one person and he walks away. That means it wasn't sentimental. It wasn't, oh, I've healed this one. I need to do something about it. No, the Holy Ghost must have said, today's his day. Let's do something about him. All right, so I'm here. Let's make it happen. We made it happen. Walk away. You guys say, hey, everybody here. Yet we find in another instance, Bible says that they brought, like in Matthew chapter 8, that it was the evening time. All right, if you see Matthew chapter 8, 15, 16, 17, it was evening time. They brought the people to him and he healed them all. So 17 says that he might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying himself took our infirmities, carried away our sicknesses. He healed everybody. It's amazing. So 1 minute he's healing everybody. Next thing he's healing one person and walking away. And he just finds his way through the crowd. Like in John chapter 9, when he met the man that was born blind. He opened the eyes of the man, all right, and he went off. And then the man said, hey, I was blind, now I see. Who opened your eyes? I don't know. I just know I was blind, and then I see. It's amazing. There's just the leading of the Spirit we see in the life. Your son says, how do you know it's the Holy Ghost? Jesus came as God. No, no, no. Jesus, yes, is God. But Philippians chapter 2 makes it clear to us that he laid aside his heavenly weight and glory. He dropped it. So he came to the earth as man. That's what he did. So he had to be anointed by the Holy Ghost. If he came as God, he would have come in the fullness of God. He wouldn't need to be anointed. So Acts chapter 10, verse 38 tells us how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, that Jesus went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil because God was with him. That's the great part. I need to understand that Jesus operated by the Spirit. He healed the sick by the Spirit. He raised the dead by the Spirit. So he said to the disciples, do not leave Jerusalem, all right, until you are endued with power from on high, until you are filled with, don't leave Jerusalem. Don't leave. He said that. Stay here, because the way I rolled with the Spirit and I functioned with the Spirit is the same way you're going to function with the same Holy Ghost. That's Jesus talking to us, guys. So I'm saying all that to come into a very clear point I want to come to right now. In over a week, all right, I guess about 2 weeks right now, actually, we've asked the leaders to make available, all right, and that's, you know, when I ended, you know, on the Wednesday, I said, well, switching to faith and faith, because there's something I need to twitch in, and that's this, all right? I sense a need, and serious need, to really emphasize the leadership of the Spirit. If you've been following the Money Faith Boost, you see that all through the week, Monday through Friday, what we dealt with, all right, was the Lord, my shepherd, okay? Influence of the Spirit this Sunday evening also. I mean, of course, we've been talking about the leadership of the Spirit. So we're just going further on that. I mean, the work of Spirit in the life of a believer, though, that's been the topic for the month. So just going further in it. Guys, I want you and I, please, you and I want you and I to give more attention to the leadership of the Spirit. There'll be less heartaches, less confusion, less traumas. Less, trust me, because we're training ourselves to hear from God. Romans chapter 8 and the 14th verse of Romans 8, Romans 8, 14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans 8, 14. So you and I have to give attention to the leadership of the Spirit. Reverend Keith Moore would always say that the answer to 1,001 questions is be led. Most times you want someone to tell you what God will have you do. You want someone to confirm something. You want, you know, or you just even don't even know that God even speaks to you. I believe that this is big on God's heart. Many of God's children, all of us have had to get into one ditch, left or right. It might even be something in the area of health. I'm sure you've had that moment where you went to pick something and eat it and the Holy Ghost said, no, there was something wrong with the food. I'm not saying there's someone poisoning, no. Just, and the Holy Ghost said, no. Then you did, and then you had to run stool for a while. And then he started saying, and something was telling me, we need to start graduating from just feeling something was telling me after we have gotten into the ditch. To preventively knowing how to hear from God and getting away from trouble and not getting into the ditch. The more you and I learn how to yield to the leading of the Spirit of God, it will reduce. Guys, it will greatly minimize our errors. It will greatly minimize trauma. It will greatly minimize disappointment. I had a senior minister, you know, was talking many years ago about the leadership of the Spirit. And he said there was this very, I mean, someone that had integrity, seriously. All right. Well, if I get the story correctly, I think person had maybe something had to do with money. And then he was on his way to the person. Maybe person even bored him, but he trusted the person. I mean, really like solid relationship or something, you know. And he was on his way there and he was just singing in the Spirit and suddenly he just, you know, spoke out by the Holy Ghost. He's disappointing you today. He still drove there and he was disappointed. You know, when the Holy Ghost already would have ministered to you, you know, it gives you a shock absorber already. Then you got there, high hopes. And then like, so how far? Something happened. I'm so sorry. I wanted to call you. I just didn't want to call you. I didn't know what to say when I called you. And no. When the Holy Ghost ministers to you already, that's what happened with Jesus and Judas. That's what happened with Jesus and Peter. Peter said, hey, nothing can happen to you. We die here and all that. And he said, and that we have a lot of people come around us and say all this nice stuff, you know, make promises, you know, and say, hey, you're my guy for life, forever. The Holy Ghost knows how many of them 3 months later won't be available. The Holy Ghost knows even those of them that will later be the gang leaders of those that want to pull you down. But because you were more in tune, when it happens, you're not, oh, I'm heartbroken. No, you say, wow, That was what I was speaking. Somehow your heart was ready. And the Holy Ghost could do better, really, than your heart just being ready and reveal it to you. Jesus told Peter, guy, before the fowl crows, all right, cock, really, but let me just use fowl, right? Before fowl crows, all right, three times, you go, don't deny me. You are going to deny me. I mean, Jesus said it to him. And it wasn't out of, I don't believe you, you're lying. No, it was a revelation from the Spirit. You know, because if it was just the way we do to people, I don't believe you. I swear, I'm always with you. We die here. You know, no, no. And listen, human beings can be inconsistent. All right? Very. And rather than you get hurt, the Holy Ghost tells you, this will happen in this thing, but still maintain this. You know something. Maintain your stand. Keep doing what you're doing. For Judas also, Bible said when Jesus picked the disciples, he knew who it was that would betray him. When they were having the Last Supper, all right, he said, well, I love you guys, but I mean, one of you here is the devil, ain't it? All right, then Peter looked at John and said, bro, ask him now, who be the person? And then John now leaned on Jesus and said, Oga, how far? Who? And Jesus made it clear. All right, when I deep read, watch the direction, watch what's going to happen after that. But do you know that Jesus said what happened and Judas was the one who made the next move? And nobody said, ah! Because their eyes were blinded, Judas had to fulfill scripture. But Jesus, when Judas, you know, came to arrest him, in fact, before Judas came to arrest him, when they went to the Garden of Gethsemane, all right, and then they were sleeping, you know, the three guys, Peter, James, and John, he woke them up and said, the time has come, the hour has come. Then the guy showed up with Judas. All right, Judas kissed him and Judas said, oh, you betray me with a kiss. He said, oh my goodness, I'm hurt, I'm offended, you've broken my heart, I'll never trust anybody in my life again, why light a lie? No, he had seen it ahead of time. He had known that that's what will happen. Do you know how many heartaches, how many business deals would never have gone wrong? How many relationships that ended in bitterness would have been rescued? How many lives that were ended in accidents or that were maimed or, you know, hurt or bruised in an act? How many would have been preserved if only we give attention to the leading of the Spirit? If only. You and I have got to give this attention. In Psalm 32, verse 8, the Bible says, I will instruct you. I will lead you in the way that you should go. And I will guide you with my eyes. All right, Psalm 32 and the 8th verse. So God is telling us in his word, this is what I want you to see. This is what I want you to know. I'm leading you. I'm instructing you. I'm guiding you. I'm guiding you. I'm revealing to you what you must understand. The NLT says, I would lead you along the best pathway. I will lead you along the best pathway for your life. Wow. Who else knows what path you should take? All right. So I'm once again saying we need to give attention. That Ken Hagin message has been a blessing personally to me. All right. It's been a blessing to a number of people that would give attention to it. A number of rich things were said in that teaching that it will be sincerely, I'm sincere. It will be amazing that we'll need to beg everybody to listen to it. That teaching would radically transform you. One of the points taught there is how that when you pray in tongues, keep your focus on Jesus, and that will help you quieten your mind. Because God's not going to speak to your physical body. God's not going to speak to your mind. He's going to speak to your spirit. It's a spirit-to-spirit communication. So many believers are wondering, I'm not hearing from God. You will make it seem so easy. How do you hear from God? And that's the teaching. That's what it is. Please, listen to the message. All right? Please play. Please go now. And play once we're done. Or create some time. Listen, everybody comes up with there's not time. No, we create time for what's important to us. Okay? COVID has already proven to everybody. All right, when it looked like life mattered to everybody, business is shut down. Offices that had to tell people, no, you cannot miss one day, blah, go home. All of a sudden, we realize people could go home. We realize people could work from home. Yes, I know it had adverse effects. I know that. But I'm saying it suddenly started showing what mattered. People that would leave home 6 a.m. and are there till like, I mean, at work till like 10. all of a sudden you could still realize, oh, it's 7:30 and I'm home. This is a miracle. I've not seen this happen in years. It just showed, guys, that certain things matter. Or what would you say to someone who says, I can never miss work? I'm always at work. And suddenly the person comes down with one very solid thing or funny thing that has to be hospitalized for 2 weeks. Then he realized that, oh, work will continue if I'm hospitalized. Hearing from the Spirit of God is one of the biggest favors you could do for yourself. All right? It's one of the biggest favors you could do for yourself. There would be no Spirit of Life Christian Center without the leadership of the Spirit. None. As in, I'm not saying that because I'm trying to make a sermon. You know the stories if you've been around for a while. There would be no Spirit of Life Christian Center. I served faithfully in King's Word Ministries International for 5 years, and God spoke to me. It was time to leave. And like Abraham, he said, until I leave, he will not reveal the next set of steps to me. And then I had to obey God. And afterwards, having, you know, functioned in teaching ministry for quite a while, you know, it was just, I mean, basically my wife and I, my babe then, all right, have a meeting. Of course, a few other people had known, come around to help us. We had tapes, cassettes. Back then, there, you know, really were no CDs. CDs were new, all right? So most churches were still using cassette tapes to sell messages, all right, for teachings. So my wife would handle the books, you know, the book table, like Americans would call it. The tapes, sales of tapes. I do the mass productions. I found a place, you know, I'd learned all that. And then we began. Then God said, no, a church is coming. So I had to pause the meetings we're doing and eventually come to Jabode. And one leading after the other. Leadings and things that if we had missed would have frustrated us. All right? Like me coming into the city, I mean, and God saying, don't start church yet. Start a weekly meeting. I could have missed and said, no, it's church. It's a leading. Okay? Someone crosses the road, God says, stop, you know, invite the person. From there, other people join church from one person. God led us eventually also, hey, get a venue, tell the owner. I mean, I could give you story after story. Have this event, move to this venue, don't do this. And I could tell you the ones we missed. I remember we were in a very, you know, one, you know, hotel. Some of you know it. Anyway, Grand Inn. Moved in, God had said, move in. All right, we moved. First month, second month, into the third month, we had a service where there were about 500 people. And I sensed in my heart, multiply, as in double, second service immediately. Called the person doing flyers for us, designed the buffet. Let me gauge. Sometimes you do, sometimes you jump. And when you, how do you know the difference? You know how God speaks. I knew it was time to make the shift. I knew there are things we wanted to do. I knew that. But I missed that move. All right? And then that month ended, Atena just started, you know, nosediving. Secondly, when we moved in, I sensed that you're not spending more than 8 months here, max. Guys, 8th month came. We were still there. Attendance had dipped a bit. We're maybe doing like 200 and something. All right, of course, we had gotten there even with about 200 and something. But God just blessed us with some everyone increase. You know? And then this happened, that happened. We started nosediving. One reason, something. Of course, schools also went on break and all. I was in the office one day and my phone rang and I knew who was calling. It's the manager of Grand Inn calling to tell you they were going to make use of that place on Sunday. I knew it. All right, she was going to tell you some of the venue. And I picked the call. Hey, and Pastor, it was it. You know. So I knew, number one, this is it. You knew this. All right. So we had a leaders meeting and, you know, of course, we had to do the first natural. They should have told us, you know. But I think it was on directors. We had to say, I'd known that we were not supposed to be there for more than 8 months. I'd known that. So while there is the natural, they should have done it, shouldn't do it again. You know, we'll go back, but we were supposed to move. So it's time to move. It's time. We were supposed to make the move. So let's make the move. And then we came back here and God honored us again. From middle floor in Oshinobi Street, started running two services again, started having overflow, got the ground floor, and then increase came up. But I could tell you, I missed it here. So this happened. Oh, I got it here. So that happened. I missed it here. So someone says, oh, like, really? Yes. And the more you yield to the leadings of the Spirit, the better you become. the more proficient you become. You will start like, you're driving and you just feel, go and check this person right now. Go and check this person right now. A number of times, I just could be on my own reading or doing something. Someone drops in my heart, place a call. And then while calling, I don't know why, I just answer a question on the person's heart. Or the conversation moves in the direction, the person feels, oh my goodness, so thank you for calling me. I'm like, oh dear Lord, thank you Jesus for using me this way. But this is not a me thing. This is every, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. They are the sons of God. And one of the things you need to know to do to sharpen sensitivity is praying in the Holy Ghost, which Dad Hagin mentioned in that message. So right where you are listening, watching, could you just switch and just pray in the Holy Ghost right now? Kora batara masa. Neno nom vrodo godoso fishke boro botura kaske monda galagara. Nembelo varagadasa brendo kura bam predegedoso. Menda bam broda gadasa prondo kuse kenenenene. Then put to work what he said. Keep your mind on Jesus. Someone said, how did that? Keep your mind on the word, all right? Jesus is the word. So you could just be, you know, in your mind going glory to God just without saying it out. Now, all right, pause. You know, you could think and talk in tongues. You know you can do that, right? You could think. All right, you could talk in tongues. You could be, all right, singing, you know, and then you're talking in tongues. Do you understand that? But you might not be able to think and talk English because your English is, you think in English or you think in whatever dialect. Some of you think in, but I think most of us think in English. So you might not be able to talk and think. All right, one has to stop. But that's why you could talk in tongues, and then your mind is, you know what happens, right? Wedding, party, rice, chicken. What happens after church? Pastor, that is shirt. What's the color self? There's something on it. And then you're going, nyo, nyo, nyo. And then you're talking in tongues. Why? Because tongues doesn't have to go through the processes of the mind. Okay? It's the Holy Ghost giving you utterance. So it's just straight from your spirit through your vocal cords. Did you get that? Straight from your spirit through your vocal cords. All right? So if it's a language you had to learn and it's a language you're thinking, that jams. That jams. So it could be talking in tongues. Kanabo sofere ke do sofre na nombo rogo du sofie ke de. Manto karabasike bon pro rogo do. So the verse I was thinking of right now is, he keeps him in perfect peace whose mind, he said, I was doing that right now. So I was talking in tongues. Kerarabasike de. Non fredo godo sofre na nondo pide kese. Mando predo godo. Mina nangada. So I'm back on the verse. I'm doing the same verse. I'm thinking it as I'm talking in tongues. So you are training your mind to stay on something. Right? Your mind, you know, remember that old school typewriter? You go prak kada kada kada. You're pressing and then he swings. Then you hit it back. All right. It goes. So you do that to your mind. You keep, he tries to wonder. You say no. Now, if your mind keeps wondering, is your spirit still praying here? 1 Corinthians 14:14. Okay, say so when I pray in tongues, all right, my spirit prays. My understanding is unfruitful. All right. But when I pray, my spirit is praying. But don't just let your spirit pray. Bring your mind in. And by bringing it in, it's you focus, like Kenny said, on Jesus, which, you know, either you think of him, his goodness, or you just find verses, or you find the theme, what you're praying about. If it's family, in a carabo sofre, no koto sofre, nondo koro kodu sofre, negede, man pralakadoso, me negedodo. So you're flashing faces of your family members in front. You can do that. And I'm praying in tongues. Kena nam pralakadoso, me negebopro. So you could do that. You understand? You could do that. So are you ready now? All right. So keep your mind. I know you might be listening and, you know, it's just amazing. It's just amazing. Just amazing. All right. That, you know, you could be listening to church right now and then, you know, changing your WhatsApp status. I feel you shouldn't do that. All right. Church is just about an hour, 30 minutes. Your status update could wait. Right? You could even be checking status. It could wait. It could wait. It could wait. All right? Except maybe a leader and you're like, okay, I've told these church members to get here. Are they here or they're still busy on their phones? All right? And then you're checking Instagram, checking. No, it's church. You know, get the best of it. Please. So are you ready now? Are you ready? So let's go. Paro bosunte bese, man praroko doso. Bempre daka doso, fenondo fedike doso, fempre do godoso, ige godoso, ventuso vetise, mamprado godoso, vefrada gadasa, monto, ente, asa, grasa, basa, veto, zoto, mente, guso, vempre duso, inte, oso, vete, dozuso vetise, Nanto secodoso fetuso frenonoso. Mintia hasa vanto harogodoso. Mempredo coduso vanfrodogodo. Vedise, 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 vedise. Vova zata, vove zata. Vavozete, vunse, vuto, vote. Vemfredoco duso, vetuso, meninde, kedosu. Mempra hadoso, vetuso. Mena casa, keep your mind. Kimananda, kinananda, 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 kinananda. Kinananda, kinananda, prato so sofre doso ke, man prodoko doso, minke roko duso, pepre doso ke, deke duso, vepre deke duso, prata kadasata he. Now, sometimes you could be praying like this and a thought could come in the line of a project you're doing, an idea or something. I feel, okay, this might be now because God could send a signal through a thought like, you know, maybe that might even be what you're praying about. So you could now switch and check it a bit and like, okay, you're just, you know, like a boro poshike, but just note it somewhere. You know, an idea came or something, just write it. Kira ba prero kodoso. Meno nomo fuge vede ge doro bodo ge doro bishige vede ge de. Man proro koduso fide ke de se. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let me pause and explain that better. Because most times it's not out of, you know, some people say, okay, and when I'm done praying, then God will speak. No, God could talk to you while you're busy praying. Right? It could bring a picture to you. It could bring a thought. It could bring an idea to you. Right? So it's not, okay, so God is waiting like you're going on praying talks for 40 minutes. So God waits 40 minutes. All right. So you're done. All right. So let me now answer you. No, while you're praying, you could get, you know, get up from there. Now, I'm going to give you this example. Don't abuse it. All right. God could even take you check something on your phone. All right. And then the answer to something you're looking for is right there. You're praying about something and it's right there. I prayed about something sometime. I needed to make a major decision where I knew God needed to do something, give me an instruction. And the instruction was I needed to go send a message to somebody. So if I still stay there, like praying for the next 5 hours, I have not gone to do, and this is where a number of believers miss it. You've not taken out the step on what he asked you to do. All right? Now, some of us don't even pray enough to know what he's saying, but some now spend a lot of time praying that you miss those impulses. Because when the instruction now comes, the direction, you just wave it off and think, maybe it was just a thought. How do you know the difference? You keep praying in tongues. Three things. Walk in love. It keeps your conscience clear. All right? Feed on the word. Because it's only the word that can rightly help you separate the thoughts of your soul from what's happening in your spirit. It's only the word. You find that in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Okay? For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing through to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit, the joint and the marrows, right? And it's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. So only God's word can separate your soul from your spirit. So when you don't give more and more attention to God's word, you always have that, is it me? Is it God? Is it me? How do I know the difference? You come with the word. The entrance of the word, yeah, gives light. So it shines and you see, oh, that was me. Oh, that was God. Because there could be great ideas and it's still not God. All right, David said to the prophet, I mean, let's build a place for the ark. Let's build God a proper temple. Prophet said, good idea. Prophet leaves David and God says, no. Go tell him, good idea, but not him. His son will do it. So you could have a great idea and God says, not you. It could even be a great idea that will bless people. God says, no. I put in your heart so you could pray about it so that the person I want to send to do it would be inspired. It will catch, you know, but you cut it first. So you pray. There are many reasons why you pick something. Picking something doesn't mean do it. But many believers haven't learned the difference. So you pick something, you want to be the one to do it. You pick something, no, it could be, you just were sensitive enough to know this is going to happen in my generation. It's going to happen somewhere around me. So it finally happens. Kenny Copeland knew that his ministry was going to have, all right, children's ministry, knew they were going to have a strong media ministry. He knew it. He had sensed and seen some of those things ahead. All right. Then his daughter, all right, started developing interest in media and all of that. And just that came out. Didn't come out of him directly. It came out of the daughter. And then another daughter of his children. And then they have a very like globally impacting children's ministry. But it wasn't him. Kenneth Copeland said, I've been sent children's ministry. So all of you come together. Well, let's go and study now the best children's ministry in the world. Let's see what to do. No. Sometimes you just know something. You know it will happen. You know it will happen. And if we're not careful, we now want to always help God to make it happen. Oh, it's not moving. Like when, you know, Samuel told Saul to wait for him before the sacrifice. Yes, Samuel now wasn't there when it was time. And time was basically running out. Saul felt, hey, let's offer the sacrifice. I could quickly become a priest in a minute. And then he did, and someone walked in later. You shouldn't have done that. You should have waited. But the people were beginning to go, and people were grumbling. Not people. God put you here. So when you understand the leadership of the Spirit of God, you would understand that you owe God. You owe God, not the people. You owe God. Because God will tell you things. God will minister things to you. God will say things to you. You owe Him. Oh, hallelujah. Could you just pray in tongues again? Para bam prerogodoso. Nenkero sa mam prerogodusa. Menka barakadasa. Menonon praragadoso. Mam prerogodusa. Videkedoso. Nento memo non prerogodusa. Minke ragadasa. Marokam praragadoso. Minke rogodusa. Viekede. Nantala gazota. Mam prerogodusa. Mam perekedoso. Mon fredekedoso. Man karagada. Elelebosa. Elelebosa. Mam posa. Man casa. Menka. Bonta. Casa. Mete. Gise. Onte hise, vofrodoso, ige, vofrozise, vanta, hase gata, nente hise, bam prada kadasa, mantolo kodoso, venfredo koduso, vite, vite osuto, vetike doso, nentuso vetike bedoko dodo, vedeke doko dosu vedakada, ando fan prada kadase, van prada kadase, van prada kadase, mantolo kodoso, nenonon prodo koduso, ve fridi gidisi, vafriagada, zefo satando, 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 sikamando, Savasa, menonon frodogodoso, minka rakadasa, e palasa, pam prodogodoso, minka ya, osoto vetuso vetise, vetoso vetise, manonto pilasa, pilasa, bato fanakadasa, mon palakadasa, pase kese, crooked ways are becoming straight, tikadasa, tekinanta, panto pidekedoso, papa, anekasa, and we're increasing sensitivity, biasa, biasa, beloso fite, ikete se kotosu kefedekedoso, Mandeya basa taga bosa basa bampo lokodoso. Pray, child of God. Pray, pray, focused. Minta anto to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. All right, so we need to do that often. All right, you could do it quietly, very quietly, because I mean, I know some of us stay with people. You don't live alone. You could do it quietly. But don't fill your day with carnal things. Don't fill your day with just binging on movies and just on social media and even on the news. Listen, there's news you can use. There's news relevant for your destiny. Oh, so they stole money here. They stole. Sometimes that just brings sadness to you and that, hey, what's happening in this country? But news you need. Please hear what I'm about to say. The biggest news is what would move you from where you are to where you ought to be. And most of that will come from the Spirit of God. Most of that kind of news will come from the Spirit of God. So if you sit with it, I want to know what's happening. I want to know the latest. I want to know what's happening. I want to know the latest. Do you know the latest of heaven for your life? Come on. I was blessed and challenged many years ago. All right, when I was listening to Kenneth Hagin in one teaching, and he mentioned the fact that, I mean, you know, in the U.S., they get to deploy, you know, young folks, all right, like what we do, like NYC here, they, you know, are deployed into the army. All right, so he was posted somewhere, and then I think he left, you know, home after one of his trips back home. I mean, home, he went back, and then he had to maybe resume somewhere, and maybe that evening or the next day or something, it was in the news that, you know, likely there was going to be trouble over there. And again, he said he just turned to the Lord, and the Lord said, no, there's no need praying about it. Your son is safe. So now, everybody just watching the news, and if you're not careful, you get your prayer point from the news. Oh my goodness. Hey, they say my child is in trouble. Can you call him? Call him. Hey, nobody's not going to Olua. And then you're trying to pray. But check with the Lord. He gives you the current news. That's what heaven is saying about your life. Hallelujah. That's the biggest news. That's the biggest news. I challenge you to, please. Spend more time wanting to know what is heaven even saying to me. Not what media is saying. Not what my friends have said. What's heaven saying? And thank God for 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. It says, as it is written, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the thing that God has prepared for them that love him. Oh, verse 10 says, but God has revealed these things to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. So all these hidden things about God, the news of heaven for you, the Holy Ghost will reveal them to you. Heaven's hot gist. You know, have you heard? This couple, they're not together. These ones, they're together. You know, it doesn't add anything to you. And the things eyes have not seen, the things ears have not heard. All right? The things that God has prepared for you. The Holy Ghost is eager to pour them on you. Hot G's, hot from heaven. And you're still busy studying transfer markets. They move this player to this place. They move. Now, it's your pastime. I mean, it's fine. I mean, sometimes I sit down, just have a great time watching cartoon or something. And it's fun. We all have our pastime. I'm saying it should not choke you. Your pursuit of money, your pursuit of love, all these pursuits, if you're not careful, they are wrong pursuits. You're pursuing love, they hurt you. You're pursuing money, you enter trouble, you owe people, they owe you. You know, why don't you just, Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things will be added unto you. Now, yes, we are in the kingdom, so we are not looking for kingdom. But then you could make kingdom matters priority. You could make fellowship with him priority. And you realize that he will lead you. He will meet your need. Remember what Ken Hagin said in that message that Jesus told him, all right, that if you learn to be led by my spirit, I will make you rich. He will lead him into prosperity. He will lead him into prosperity. Oh, I remember Kenneth Copeland sharing a beautiful story on how to be led. He said, I was driving one day and the Holy Ghost told him, buy that piece of property. He said, well, Lord, I wasn't planning to buy property. I don't even have, it wasn't, no budget, no funds. You know, I said, Lord, you know, kept, you know, pressing upon him, buy that piece of property. So he did. Sometime later in the U.S., in Texas, they found oil there. They found, yes, oil there. So government now has to come to him and do deals and pay money and do all that. Jerry Savelle too talked about, you know, Dr. Jerry Savelle, how that he bought a particular property. They had to pass, you know, the government had to pass, like maybe lay something across his line. He said they pay for those kinds of things. But when he bought the property, he had just left it there. And he said, oh, Dr. Savelle, that this is that. I said, oh, how much are they paying? He said, oh, awesome. So you still have your property and the government is paying you like annual, whatever it is that they call it there. God knows how to make you rich. Listen, God knows how to make you rich. You know how to start almost undressing yourself on social media to get extra likes or doing that on WhatsApp stuff so that one guy can love you. It's looking for the wrong thing. You're hunting for the wrong thing. Everybody you meet that's a business person, want to, hi, I'm introducing myself. I'm told, you know, you need to be connected, you know. And then you start quoting all those stuff. I mean, there are natural things you need to do, and I understand that. But God knows the fastest way to get where you want to go. He knows the best way you need to get to where you want to go. And he's committed to leading you. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. All right? Sons of God are led. All right? So say with me, I am a child of God. I am born of the Spirit. I therefore boldly declare that I am led by the Spirit. I refuse to be led by my flesh. I refuse to be led by my reasoning. I am led by the Spirit. I prosper by the Spirit. I excel by the Spirit. I do well by the Spirit. I'm a child of the Spirit. I live and function by the Holy Ghost. I'm led. I'm sensitive. I'm aware of his leadings because I'm not dead. I'm alive in Christ. So I'm alive to God. I'm alive to his leadings. I'm alive to his instructions. I'm alive to his directions. Oh, glory to God. I'm led by the Spirit. My month is filled with leadings, with instructions, with answers, with results by the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Listen, I would like to beg you, please listen to that Kenneth Hagin message. All right, amen. Listen, please listen. It's another Sunday. I was going to end it today, all right, because I'd asked that, okay, let's do another week from last Sunday, but let's do it again, all right? Till you suck every juice. Someone say, I've heard it like 50 times. Now, if I will count your moving and sitting and sleeping and waking up, hope you're not counting that as 50, all right? I can personally tell you a message I've heard about 100 times, and it wasn't that I was jumping, cooking, you know. I was giving as best of attention as possible to them. All right, I grew on a lot of that. I'll pick one Ken Hagin tape and I'm that's my tape for the week, and I'm praying 3, 4, 5. Was it comfortable? No. Listening. You don't develop just carelessly. No. It's intentional. So I'm begging you, SOLCC were called by God to raise a people of the Spirit. This is how. All right? And many more things we're going to ask you to do. Please. This is how. All right? So one more week, let's give attention to it. Your leaders and pastors will be telling you other things. All right? Please, please give attention to this. Amen? All right. So praise God. All right. So announcement. Listen to the Carnegie message. That's the biggest announcement right now. All right. And then please give. All right. Account details will be up there on the screen. God tells people to give. Hope you know that. The same way he leads you to receive, he leads you to give. And the way he leads you to give, he leads you also to receive. He's a Lord over the harvest. All right. He'll tell you where to give, how to give. He'll tell you where to receive. But if you're saying I can't hear from God, the same way leadings also happen, God's word already tells you. Number one place, or one of the major places to give to, where you're fed spiritually. And no doubt, all right, this is your house of bread. SOCC feeds you week in, week out. This is your church. All right, so what do? You say, okay, of all that God has blessed me, all right, I give to my place of spiritual nourishment. When you're blessed, all right, spiritually, you respond materially. Galatians 6:6 says, communicate with those that teach you the word. Share with them your good things. Are there good things God has blessed you with? Share. All right. Someone says, boy, small. Out of that small, you share by faith. You share with the place where you're anointed. You share with the place where you're blessed. That blessing flows and multiplies it. That's how these things work. All right. There's a blessing. There's an increase. Jesus honors your obedience to his word, and then he multiplies what you have. And you find favor. Some you want to pay for, someone pays for it. Some you know, something just happens. All right, wisdom just shows up, an idea shows up, something happens, and then you enjoy the prosperity of God. Glory to God. So, Father, we thank you. It's been a refreshing, wonderful service this morning. I want to say to everyone hearing, no matter what it is, all right, no matter how bad things are or how horrible things might seem, by the voice of the Spirit, you know you're rising. All right, the sound of the Holy Ghost to you. Everything will be fine. Everything will be okay. You're coming out better, coming out stronger. Hear the leading of God and let him lead you. So we thank you, Father, for blessing us with your Spirit, impacting us with your Spirit, granting us access to knowing and to learning from you. We know that this month gets better. It ends well. The rest of our life ends well, that all is well with us. No matter where you are, maybe things are good, they will be better. Whether things are not good, they will be great, because the path of the just is a shining light, getting brighter and brighter in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. So please don't forget, 5 p.m. this evening, share with all your friends. All right? If you're on Twitter, please help us. We tweet. All right? Influence of the Spirit. This evening's episode will really, really bless people. Please share. All right? Let's just hang out again 5 p.m. It's not too much. All right? It's a word. In fact, I'm not loading you yet, but this is just, you know, it's okay for now. Let's keep moving this way. Praise God. So see you 5 p.m. in the evening. Have a very beautiful, beautiful evening. Yep. Bye. We're gonna be
okay. Come on, say to yourself, I'm gonna be okay. I'm gonna be okay. Because my Father has my back. The Bible says, whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Come on, sing to yourself, I'm gonna be okay. I'm gonna be okay.